Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We're going to be talking about snakes. One of the most ancient images of evil. And sometimes they're DJs, apparently. But it's DJ Snake. But are they pets? That's what we need to get into. Katie has a story that she found on the internet that just needs to be discussed.
I mean, talk about shaking my head. A gentleman from New York attempted to smuggle 3 Burmese pythons from Canada in his pants. So he's coming back from Canada, where I assume he picked up the snakes. I don't assume that he just travels with them all the time, like they're his emotional support snakes.
Right.
He put them in a bag.
Okay.
Like a cloth bag, shoved that down his pants, and then hooked the string of the bag to his belt.
Oh my God.
Hops on a Greyhound bus. I'm sure they're not called Port Authority, but Border Police.
Right, the Mounties.
Right. Searched the bus and saw a, quote, noticeable bulge in his pants.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll say it so you don't have to, Kevin. We know how that feels.
He is facing potentially 20-year prison sentence.
What?
Well, because bringing live animals across the border without the proper papers and stuff is a pretty big crime.
It seems pretty steep.
Maybe this is an unpopular opinion, but I don't trust a person that has snakes as pets.
I second that. When I go home today, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to play with my puppy, and I'm going to pet my cats. What do snake pet owners do when they go home?
I'm sure they would say they let it wrap around their hand or something.
Gross. Don't do that.
Yeah.
I can only imagine they go home and they look at the terrarium and they go, hey, Barney.
Yeah, and then they feed them and stuff. I used to have a friend back in the day. His name was Billy and Tide. They owned a gigantic python, okay? And it was so cool to come over to your house, watch them feed it. It's so interesting to watch
snakes. Can I ask you something? Are Billy and Tide one person?
No.
You have two friends.
They're brothers.
Got it. Sorry. Go
ahead.
And
their dad is named Bill.
Okay.
Wait, oh, so the dad was one of your friends?
No, there's Billy and Ty.
Yeah.
Okay, I get
Bill,
it.
Billy and Ty.
Uh-huh. So you would watch them feed it what?
Yeah, they let me feed the mice to the snakes. And you know the process of a snake eating is so interesting and unlike anything else. I think having a snake as a pet is very educational.
Yeah, it's unlike anything else because they're the devil.
They're not that scary.
Here's what I'm not understanding. And something about this doesn't track. I have seen you squeal because you saw mold on food once.
Yeah, that's okay? Mold on food. You could die.
Now you're going to tell me you fed a dead mat from your hand into...
Well, you don't touch it because you don't want to contaminate. You have little chopsticks.
Oh.
Like a with tongs.
Tongs.
Yeah.
Does any of this sound true?
It sounds... Young Kevin.
Young Kevin.
I believe
okay.
Young Kevin was actually braver than adult Kevin.
Okay. That's true.
I mean, snakes can feel if you're scared, and they will attack if they feel intimidated.
Do you hear what you're saying?
I might be a snake person.
How does that make a snake a good pet?
I want to say something. If my daughters brought this... gentleman home. By the way, his name is Calvin, which is such a snake of his name. And she said, listen, he's a great guy. He does have a past, but he's totally overcome it. I'd go, oh God, what did he do? And she'd be like, when he was like in his early 30s, because of course, he smuggled 3 snakes in his pants across the Canadian border. I would rather him take steal cars.
Right.
Like if I heard... He has a record for a B&E. Nobody was home.
There's a lot of things that go hand in hand with pet snake owners. Pokemon card collections.
Oh boy.
Swords.
Yeah.
Too many YouTube subscriptions. Like, this is a type of person, and that's who I guarantee Calvin is.
Definitely comes home. Takes his clothes off, puts on a kimono.
Right. And it probably is who Bill, Billy, and Ty were, too. All right? So that's the takeaway. Not a single snake person texted in to defend snakes.
Because they're not awake. Snake people don't wake up in the morning. Tell me I'm wrong. Do it.
Oh, I can't and I won't.
You can't and you won't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.